Unit 7, Image, Impact and Making an Impression. Part 2, Talking about the content of visual aids. Page 67, Exercise 2. Extract 1.
My talk concentrates on the Kildale Gap location and the planning we have carried out so far. It's divided into three main parts, as you can see. This short introduction, then first a few words on the site at Kildale Gap, then an overview of the environmental costs. After the environmental costs, we'll look at other costs. After that, we'll break for a discussion. If everyone's happy with that, then we'll continue to...
Extract 2.
Now, the first picture to show you on this, on the environmental costs, clearly shows that construction accounts for over 60%, while the environmental costs amount to around 12%, shown by this segment here. That's a lot less than the land purchase, which will continue to...
Extract 3.
Moving on, I thought you'd be interested in a comparison, looking at the costs of environmental expenditure for Kildale Gap with some other possible sites. And as you can see by the chart, it's very good. In fact, it would cost well below the average. Only one is a slight bit, small bit, cheaper than the others would have been.
Extract 4.
This picture, the next one here, shows initial investment, rising in the first year, beginning to fall during year two, then, you see, falling after about a year and a half. Then the decline in investment costs will continue to decrease.